Welcome to the new Doctoral Student Consortium, or NDSC, podcast. For today's episode, we talk to current PhD students and former new Doctoral Student Consortium attendees to gather some advice for PhD students and prospective students who will be attending the Academy of Management, or AOM, conference for the first time this year. We talked to these students about advice they would give regarding attending AOM, as well as attending NDSC, and the best way to get the most out of those experiences. To start, I asked these students to introduce themselves and give a bit of background related to their involvement with NDSC.
Yeah, absolutely. So hello, everyone. I am Chris Winchester. I'm a rising fifth year PhD candidate at the University of Minnesota. Samantha and I were just talking, not really sure where the time all went over the past 4+ years now, but I am currently the chair of the New Doctoral Student Consortium, or the NDSC, since that is an absolute mouthful. For the past 2 years before this, I was also the logistics chair. So just kind of in charge of making sure that the room was set up appropriately, that we got everyone admitted, going through the registration. And then, of course, before that, I was an NDSC participant myself.
My name is Alondra Hubbard. I am a rising fourth year at the Rutgers University School of Management and Labor Relations, studying human resources, specifically diversity practices, stigmatized identities. I attended NDSC as a rising second year, so in 2022, and I became a member of the social media committee in 2023.
What would be your one biggest piece of advice for students going into AOM and NDSC?
So I'm actually in a special case where my first two AOMs were virtual, thanks to the wonderful pandemic, COVID. If you've never heard of it, it was a wonderful time. my first experiences on that are different than what you all listening are going through. But the main piece of advice that I have applies regardless of whether you're virtual, going in person, or even just not able to attend in your first year or two. Whenever you get the chance to go to AOM, my main piece of advice is don't try to do too much. Oftentimes in our field, we are very focused on quantity. You'll see that of like, oh, how many pubs do you have? Like, oh, what are your scores? Like everything's, we are stats, we are nerds people, we love numbers, but go for quality. So what that means, especially like in terms of the professional development workshops, the PDWs that you go to, or the consortia that you go to, the research sessions, or the number of people that you try to interact with, don't try to do everything. Try to get the most out of just like a few select ones. Pick the ones that are most important to you. And like really intensely focus on those conversations, those lessons, because in doing so, you will be able to get a lot more from it. At least for me, I'm a big introvert. I know many of us in the field are. So we deplete very quickly. And if we're trying to do too much, we're just not going to get anything out of it. But in terms of my personal experiences in doing that, when I was on virtual, which was helpful as an introvert, I will admit. But I think I only connected with like 3 or 4 people, like as like in-depth conversations, and best friends with all of them to this day. And if I was just focused on trying to meet as many people as possible, which I think I probably would have been if it was in person, I would not probably have had as deep, meaningful relationships with them as I do. So long-winded answer short, focus on quality over quantity.
So when thinking about that, there are so many options of sessions at AOM.
Yes.
When you're prioritizing the quality ones, are you typically looking at who's in those sessions or what the topic is of the session or a mix of both? Like, how do you know, oh, this is exactly my niche topic, but it's a bunch of people I've never heard of. Is that more worth going to or less compared to, this isn't quite exactly my topic, but those are top researchers in this area?
Yeah, that's a really good question. My quick default is like focus on like the topic, mainly because it, like I'm thinking back to when I was a first year student, and even for the first like couple years, I didn't know really who anyone was. Like I've heard names and reading things. And every time I heard that they were like in a program or saw them, like they're like shining stars, which they absolutely are. But also they're in that session and the odds of being able to interact with them, not as high. But learning from them, of course, wonderful. But if you're learning something that's not as deeply meaningful to you, the value add there isn't that much. I will say, like, for every single PW research topic program I've been to, like, getting into AOM is competitive. So also, if you have something, congrats. Like, it's a ridiculously competitive process. But the people that are there are good. So even if you've never heard of them before, they're there for a reason, and it's because they are phenomenal. So go based on the topic, whether it's the research talk, the PDW, the consortium, go for what is most interesting and going to be helpful for you in that. Don't focus so much on names.
I would say I usually end up attending one where the topic is fascinating. No matter what, if the topic is somewhat just like, oh, that's neat. If there's a paper on there that's, I have never heard of this method of data collection before, I'm going to that. So if it doesn't matter who is there, I'm going. So as long as the topic is interesting to me enough, I choose that over everything.
Great.
Thinking about the new doctoral student consortium in particular, any advice for students planning to attend if they are going to be there, how can they ensure they get the most out of NDSC?
Yes, absolutely. So number one, it is a very long, a very packed day. I have seen the program for this year. It is phenomenal. I'm personally just excited to listen in on all the sessions, even though I'm not a first year student. I know it's going to be phenomenal, but also from like 8 a.m. to like 5, 6 p.m., that is a long time to be like engaged in stuff. So whether you are introverted, extroverted, whether you are a morning person, like an early bird or a night owl, make sure to get enough sleep the night beforehand and be prepared for a long day. It is a great day, but it is long. And that's something that I think a lot of us don't quite realize until it hits like that 2 p.m. point. It's like, oh, I am really tired. No matter how interesting something is, you know, like an amusement park, I'll go in the morning by 2 p.m. I'm dead tired, but I keep powering through because it's fun. And that's what the NDSC is. Yes, I'm an absolute nerd. You can tell. But just go in with a lot of energy, get a lot of sleep before, and come with something to write with, write on, take notes with, because there will be a lot of great information that you will learn. And if that is the only thing that you do at AOM, trust me, you will get a ton of benefit out of it.
So I'll speak to a couple. When I first hear this question, there are a couple of things that come to mind, especially with my first time attending NDSC. So thankfully, when I attended, I had a person from my department, from my cohort with me. So I wasn't alone. But I remember that we did meet someone who was a single admit in their department. And so thankfully she told us that so that way we could kind of plan our schedules and look at each other's sessions. And so that way she wouldn't be alone because she did feel kind of nervous. And we exchanged numbers and kept in touch throughout the conference. So all of that to say is, even though that wasn't my experience, if you are coming into NDSC and you were a single admit to your program, don't be afraid to talk to people and try to ease some of that discomfort, that nervousness, because I know that that's what she felt at the time. And I don't know if you'll be able to interview her, but I wanted to make sure that that was out there. Everyone else is nervous as well. Don't be afraid to say that. Connect with some people and we'll figure it out together, basically. The second thing that came to mind was you're going to be inundated with so much information from so many amazing speakers. These people are volunteering their time to come and speak to you because ultimately they do want you to succeed. So do not be afraid to speak with them. Introduce yourself. If anything, I know that's daunting. You feel, at least for me, I felt intimidated speaking to anybody. Like, they're not going to want to talk to lowly old me, but just say, hi, my name is XYZ. I am a this year at this university. Thank you so much. I really learned a lot from your talk on ABCD, things like that. If you know, if you're familiar with their research and you really like it, just throw that in there, a relevant paper that you know, or that you recently had in a seminar, just to add a little, pizzazz, I guess. So two things, if you're a single person, if you are a single admin to your department, feel free to talk to the people around you. I encourage that so you won't feel alone or nervous. Two, do not be afraid to talk to people that come, the speakers that come to speak with you. And that's it.
Gotcha. So make other, you know, first or second year PhD student buddies mm-hmm. to go through your first AOM together.
Exactly.
I like it. So thinking of those long AOM days, you're getting towards the end of the day and it's time for the socials and things like that. How do you choose what ones to go to? Are you allowed to go to anyone that you're aware of, or are some invite only? Do you go to schools you hope someday, if you're really thinking ahead as a first year, this is a school I want to work at someday, or go to a school that you know some of the faculty are people you want to meet regardless of where you want to work? How do you navigate that social thing, especially as an introvert? You can't go to them all. You'll die.
Yes.
Definitely. So like I said, I'm an introvert. And one of the things that I do at AOM, regardless, is I will take at least an hour or two to go to my room and take a breather. You could, if you don't have a hotel room, or you don't think you have time to go to your hotel room, I would say go to the any of the stores, I don't want to say, I guess, convenience stores, coffee shops that are at the event location, because there's usually one, or maybe you just sit outside. But I like to go to my hotel room because there's less likely that someone will like pop up, or I could just really just turn my brain off for a second, because it AOM is can be very overwhelming and exhausting mentally and physically. But when it comes to attending which socials to attend, I am better now than when I was as a first year or when I first started attending. So I'll approach it from both ends. When I first started going, I did rely on my advisor 100%. If it were up to me and my own devices, I would have just attended the HR social that they have. And I would attend the DEI social, because those are my two digs, if I were just on my own in my first year as a newbie. Now, as a rising fourth year, I plan on attending at least four socials or four networking events each day if I can. So whether that's for the divisions that I'm a member of, and any universities that I am interested in applying for on the job market. Because of course, you want to be able to get your face out there, your name out there, to know, so that you can know these people and they can know you. So as a first year, as a first newbie, I'm keeping it simple, but someone who is approaching the job market as a rising fourth year, I am definitely planning on attending at least four and just really pushing myself, while knowing that my advisor is probably going to pull me around a bit. I know I'm going to be attending at least four of them this year.
And man, I would love to have had advice on this, like in my first couple of years, because especially after going through like those long days, like socials are just, it's anxiety inducing. Unless of course you are just like a social butterfly. I'm very jealous of you. I love talking with people. I love interacting with people, but also at the same time, it can be nerve-wracking to go up to people that you don't know. So number one thing I'd recommend is like have a buddy that you go with. So the NDSC this year is on a Friday. We have our NDSC social thereafter to get you practice at going to socials. You'll be with the same group of people that you were at the NDSC. Like make a buddy or two from that. Or if you have someone from your school, partner up with them, especially if they're a senior student or if any of your faculty are willing to take you around. That's the best way, so you don't have to go about it alone. I know that always makes me feel better. And yeah, some socials are invite only. Some socials you have to stand in a very long line for. And trust me, there's no shortage of socials. And so pick one or two each day, like I mentioned before. Focus on quality over quantity. Have that buddy to go with. And if you know where you want to go when you graduate, kudos. I was not at that point that early on. But start thinking strategically ahead. Like, you can never be too strategic and planful and proactive in this field. So if that is something that you know of, great, do that. But otherwise, just pick one or two that sounds fun. That could be a helpful connection boost for you.
Great. Oh, I think my first year, I just picked one each day. Now I want one or two. Oh, yeah. I have to up my social
capabilities.
Hey, you picked
one each day. That's big. I'm like, I can pick zero each day. That sounds a lot less anxiety inducing.
Yeah, but I'm food motivated, so.
That is true. That's actually another good piece. Like, there's free food and drinks at pretty much every social. So, like, if you're paying for dinner, like, you're not going to enough socials.
So if a, you know, first or second year knows that they really want to go to a specific school or a specific couple of schools, do you think it's weird to go to that school's social as a first and second year, or can you network anytime?
I think you can network at any time. I don't think it would be weird of them to attend. Because if anything, you're probably getting free food. You're probably getting free drinks out of it, if anything. But also you can say you want to go somewhere, but until you meet the faculty and meet the current students there and actually get a feel of who they are and how they conduct themselves at these socials, I say it's still a good idea just to know, just to figure it out, just to test the waters. Even as a newbie, feel free to go and know that you don't have to have everything figured out. If you are ambitious, like my academic little sister, go for it. I encourage it. But if you feel intimidated, don't. It's fine. Just introduce yourself, get a little free food, get some free drinks and mingle. It's totally fine as a newbie to attend a different university social.
So for this first AOM, how do you prepare for AOM? Is there anything you do ahead of time or anything you need to make sure to bring with you that's essential to having a great AOM experience?
Good question. So of course, I peruse the AOM program. I honestly go through and star, favorite, like, add every single session that sparks my interest, whether that is related to my interest or if it is just something about methods. I encourage everyone to attend a methods related session. Even if you're quantitative, you feel like you know everything, please do attend. There are always new methods to learn. So I go through the whole program and I literally just start everything, regardless of the time, regardless of the location, just start in favor of everything. And then I will go and maybe speak with one of my friends in the department and we will compare each other's schedules. So if she saw something that I didn't see or vice versa, that may have sparked our interest, we can share it then and put it on our radar. In terms of necessities to have during AOM, I am a big overpacker. So I wear heels. I think that might be fading out, but I do still wear heels when I attend conferences. So I bring at least two pair of heels because one year my pair broke and I had to go and run and buy another pair. So always bring an extra pair of shoes. You might get a hole in them. Some may rip. Who knows? Bring an extra pair of shoes. Bring a spare outfit. On top of that, bring a one of those tie pins to clean off when you're eating to make sure that you get any spots. I suggest bringing mints and bringing a water bottle, because I know AOM has these little cup, little dispensers everywhere. But for me, it's just handy to fill it up once, my water bottle, be able to walk around the conference without trying to maneuver through people to get to the water stations.
So during AOM, what do you bring with you to all the different sessions? You bring your water bottle. Do you bring a laptop to take notes? Do you have a notebook and pen? What's kind of your system for that?
I tend to bring my laptop because it is small enough that I can carry it around, and I am 99% sure that I won't lose it. Whereas I think the first time I went to AOM, I tried the notebook note-taking method just with by hand. But I was getting so many notebooks, so many pens as the swag items, which I love the swag, that I wasn't keeping good track of which notebook had which information. And so I had to go digital to make sure I could keep track of everything. And so I created a document, a folder actually, that literally is conference notes, the date or which conference it is, and then just keep everything in that one document from the different sessions that I attend. If for some reason my laptop dies, I'll just have to whip out my phone and take the notes there, then put them back on my laptop and try to keep track of everything like that.
I know people use AOM as a big place for networking. For those who haven't been before, how do you use AOM for networking? Like, when are you approaching and chatting and getting to know people? Where does that happen?
No. Okay. So I will approach this in two ways. I'm going to talk about what happened with me, and I'm going to acknowledge the benefits of my experience. So thankfully, my advisor, bless her heart, she is a networks person. She enjoys stuff about social networking, those interpersonal relationships and behaviors. So she is someone, thankfully, she has just pulled me around into all of these socials, all of these events, and said, hey, come meet this person, or hi, this is my student, Alondria, and things like that. So I am thankful because that I am an introvert. So that's not my go-to, is just to approach people. But I'm thankful that she has pulled me into these conversations. I've been able to meet other faculty, but also their students as well. And they've been just some great interactions. I realize the benefits of my position because I know some people don't have that kind of relationship with their advisor. So for you, I would suggest going two approaches, either going to the, I guess, socials or networking events for your dig, for your interest, for whichever division you are assigned to. So for me, that's the DEI and HR divisions. So I know both of those have socials. I think the DEI division has a coffee, early morning coffee meeting I went to once. So which can be smaller, and you're able to meet more, you have more opportunities to talk to people because of your shared interest in that moment. So you could. Another option that I thought of, if you don't have that advisor to pull you around to different socials, is to go to your department social if you do have one. Most universities do have socials, and then previous or alumni and people who are if you have a position open, people that are interviewing, your faculty's friends may attend. So you'll get the opportunity to meet and talk to a bunch of people. I would put that on the lower tier. In terms of which one to go to, I would suggest first and foremost checking out the digs, the events from your dig, and then go to your university social as a way to network and get to know people.
Well, with our last few minutes, do you have any other advice for students planning to attend their first ever AOM and or their first NDSC? Anything you wish you'd known before your first time?
Yes. So AOM is a lot. I think that theme is hopefully coming through, that like there is a lot to do. And especially going to your first year at AOM, it seems incredibly daunting. One, don't know that many people, if anyone really. There's a lot to choose from and you don't know what's best. There's all these different sessions. There's socials, that's anxiety inducing. Maybe Chicago's a new city for you. There's just a lot of unknowns, a lot of ambiguities, a lot of anxiety. And I recognize that as someone that definitely has his fair share of anxiety every single day. What fun. The main thing that I can say is just like a little heads up, it's not as daunting as it seems or sounds, because when you get there, just take it session by session, day by day. Yeah, plan things out in advance, like what one or two things you really want to go to each day, and then go to those. Like leave yourself time to explore, wander around. Maybe you want to go back to your hotel room for like half an hour to take like a little like a little self break to recharge a little bit. Maybe you just want to get lunch by yourself. So just don't overdo it and know that Chicago is a big city. As AOM, yes, we take over it. But regardless of what division or interest group or groups that you are in, we're all separated by different like hotels and conference centers. And so it gets smaller and smaller. And this field is small. One day you will know pretty much everyone within your division, but that day is not right now. And so just go explore, have fun. It legitimately is one of the most fun weeks of the entire year. If you're a nerd, which I am, we all are. Hopefully, if you are in this field, you embrace that nerd status. But when you go, just know, like, yes, it is going to be anxiety inducing and feel overwhelming, but just take that session by session, day by day. I promise you it will work out and it will be fun. And I know you're probably thinking, okay, yeah, right, Chris, sure. But you can happily tell me that I was right afterwards, because it will work out. It will be fine. And it's not as crazy and overwhelming as it may initially seem upon hearing about it and upon first arrival. So just take that bit by bit, plan ahead, and it will all work out.
I like that. Day by day, session by session.
It's okay to take it slow. AOM is overwhelming. It's a lot going on every day, every hour. And there will be other AOMs. So just know it's okay. Take a breather. You will get another chance and it'll be okay. I think that's it. And I will tell you this, that it kind of blew my mind that some of the sessions, they may sound alike. And you may feel like you need to attend every single session, but you do not. Just pick one, maybe that's closest, that maybe has one of your friends in it, that has a scholar that you are interested in, that's close to your next session that you want to attend. Some of them will undoubtedly sound like they're covering the same thing. It's okay. Just pick one. You don't have to try to attend both. It's okay.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and for your wise words of experience to help get these incoming first and second year PhD students off to a great start.
Good luck, and I hope to see you all there.
Yes, the goal is always to get you ahead of where I was, and hopefully, and I'm sure you'll all be better than I am now. So that is always the goal, to constantly improve everyone and make our field a better place.
Well, thank you so much. And I guess I'll be seeing you at NDSC.
Yes. See you at NDSC, everyone.